What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, we're going to basically see what's going on in the world's biggest prison, also known as Australia, which is pretty much turned into a dictatorship, a totalitarian state. And before we do that, though, I want to give you a word from PromoPalace.biz.
Music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service, please go to promopalace.biz. Get 15% off music promo at promopalace.biz. Use coupon code LABORDAY2023, and you can get 15% off site-wide. And we also got the new little apparel t-shirts on there as well. If you click on the merchandise link for all you dog lovers, we have the new little apparel t-shirts. And they are definitely fresh, definitely hot. All right, let's get into it. Let's see what's going on to the world's biggest prison, Australia.
Turn the land down under, upside down. Australia used to be known for its fierce individualism and defense of personal freedoms. Well, now, lockdowns, intense tracking of citizens have people claiming the country has turned into a police state. All this when fewer than 1,200 residents have died from COVID in a nation of 25 million. Dale Hurd has the story.
Wow, so they're turning into a totalitarian state and a dictatorship when they only had 1,200 people die from COVID. I'm pretty sure 1,200 people died. Way more than 1,200 people are dying from other causes in Australia. Are they turning into a dictatorship over that? I mean, damn, there was 40,000 people dying every year from flu deaths. I didn't see nobody forced to wear masks when people were dying, 40,000 people were dying from flu deaths every year.
In a now viral tweet, an Australian posted what they said is a view of the world's largest prison from space, a map of Australia. Australia is still a democracy, but its COVID restrictions are severe. It's hard.
Then it's not still a democracy. That's horseshit. That's bullshit. That's cap. If you're sitting there saying it's still a democracy, but these motherfuckers can't do anything, they're being totally dictated and locked down, then guess what? It's not a fucking democracy. It's a dictatorship.
To enter or leave the country unless you're a politician or a celebrity.
They can't even leave the country and get away from the dictatorship. The totalitarian state, the police state, as they call it. They can't even leave the fucking country to get away from the shit. No, that's not democracy. That's a dictatorship. Hell no. Will I ever go to Australia in my lifetime after hearing this shit? Let's go.
Citizens are tracked with apps and soon by facial recognition. In some states, you have to have your phone scanned before entering a church. And some have been arrested for simply posting on social media about protests against COVID restrictions.
And Australia is still a dictatorship. Really? What a bunch of horse shit and bullshit. Let's keep it going.
The rest of the world is starting to ask if Australia can still be called a free country.
Nope, it can't.
Australia's lockdown has been so draconian, it's brought comparisons on social media to how Australia began as a prison colony.
This pregnant Australian
grandmother was handcuffed and hauled away by cops in front of her children for simply posting on Facebook about a lockdown protest. The charge was incitement.
What on earth? Excuse me, what on earth?
Yo, that's funny, because I would say this is like following libertarian leads, but going even further. And it's funny that they're calling protests inciting violence, you know, but sounds like some libertarian shit, like protests that are ransacking businesses aren't violent, but protests that have to do with January 6th, huh? Or I guarantee there was protests like this around COVID. I guarantee they throw that same inciting violence narrative out there. This is crazy. This is a total dictatorship, total totalitarian police state. Democracy, my ass.
Found in.
Can you like record this? I'm in my pajamas. What's this? I have an ultrasound in an hour.
Because yeah, pregnant. She's pregnant.
This leader of an anti-lockdown group also.
They locked up a pregnant woman for posting on social media.
So arrested for incitement has now been in jail for 3 weeks.
You're under arrest for incitement?
Have you guys been following me?
Police helicopters look for lockdown violators like these folks trying to enjoy an evening on a rooftop. And the government has fired rubber bullets and tear gas at anti-lockdown protesters, including children. James Allen, Garrick Professor of Law at the University of Queensland, calls it heavy-handed despotism.
I know this is going to sound crazy. I'd rather be in Russia right now than being in Australia.
You're appalling in Australia. And I say that as a big fan of Australia. I'm Canadian. You can tell from the accent.
Fuck Australia. Fuck being a big fan of Australia. They doing shit like this.
But it's come as a real shock to me how conservative friends are perfectly happy to go along with this.
Australia consists of 6 states and 2 territories, each with their own.
You know, he just told something there. He said conservative friends are just happy to go along with it, which means what I said, it's being pushed by liberals, but conservatives are going along with it. Wow. This is the same shit they're going to try in America. This is the same shit they're going to try to push through America.
COVID restrictions. Under a new home quarantine plan for international travelers, if you don't send the government your photo and location when it sends you a text, the police will come to your door. Melbourne pastor Paul Furlong has been arrested 3 times and placed in solitary confinement for opening his church during the lockdowns.
The reason I did was for what I believe was a greater law, and that was to obey the word of God. And so,
you know, we don't believe in God on this podcast. We believe in the laws of nature. But I gotta say, man, this is the world's largest prison.
I had to choose God's law over man's law.
This church in.
Well, I choose natural law over God's law, but. When you live in a society, you have to follow man's laws or go on the grid, man. You got to go follow man's laws or go off the grid. Like, that's the thing, man. Like, I do agree there has to be rules and regulations when living in society, you know? We do have to have rules and regulations. We live in a society, but this totalitarian police state dictatorship, nah.
Sydney, shown before the lockdown, was raided and fined for holding what authorities called an illegal service and for not scanning people's phones before they entered.
Some pastors are now concerned that the government could require a vaccine passport before entering a church. We asked Evan Mulholland at Australia's conservative think tank, the Institute of Public Affairs, if he still considers Australia a free country.
Well, it's a good question. It's a question a lot of people across the political spectrum have been asking. These things don't happen in a vacuum. They happen when the political and cultural elites slowly take away our freedoms and they become normalized.
Australians have also begun turning in one another to authorities, East German style. In this tweet, an Australian mother was desperate to find a way home with her son and needed to cross a state border, violating lockdown restrictions. She was turned in to police. With this kind of behavior,
people are like, they snitching, like snitching over people trying to just get somewhere and travel somewhere, man. This is crazy. They won't even let people leave the country. This is, no, man, I don't want to hear that Australia is a democracy. That's horseshit. That's bullshit. Not no more.
You might think many thousands of Australians have died from COVID, but the death toll is under 1,200 out of a nation of 25 million people.
See, the narrative is that there's mass panic over less than 1,200 deaths. That's the false narrative, probably. That's the narrative they're throwing out there, mass panic, so they could just do this draconian, like, totalitarian dictatorship, police state. And they're trying this across the whole world. The whole world. You know, at least all the countries that are the NATO countries, that's for sure.
Or 0.0047% of the population. Almost three times that many Australians die every week from normal causes. But
what I say, I guarantee more people die from other things in Australia all the time, and they ain't panicking and freaking out of that because it's all about the control. It's all about the dictatorship. This isn't about no mass panic or health safety, or it's all about control.
One poll showed most Australians favor living without freedom because they fear COVID more than any other.
Because they're fucking idiots. That's why.
Western nation.
Now the media has just scared people senseless. The average person thinks, if I catch this, I'm going to die.
There have been several large and sometimes violent demonstrations against the lockdowns and against planned vaccine passports.
You know, let me chime in, man. As a person, I can speak from experience. You know, I got hit by a car some years ago, broke my femur, broke every toe of my foot, dislocated my shoulder. I had to stay with my mom for like 6 months before I could walk. As soon as I was able to walk my own, got my own place again. Basically, I have not been sick since I've lived over here. I'm now going into year four of my lease. Have not been sick one time since I've been over there. Well, how is that, Paul? How is that you have not been sick one time in 4 years? Well, you know, I don't need a doctor or doctor. I don't need Fauci to tell me. You know, I can apply common sense and common knowledge myself. I live by myself. All I have is a dog, so I can't get COVID for my dog. I don't work with nobody. I'm self-employed. And so where's the two places you're going to get sick most is from somebody you live with, a roommate or your spouse or your kids or whatever, or somebody you work with, because those are the people you're around for long periods of time. This idea you just go up in a grocery store, wear no mask, swipe your credit card and be out and you're going to get COVID is bogus, unless somebody just literally coughed in your face that had COVID. And the only reason I wore a mask was just out of respect for the business. Respect for the business. As I'm a business owner, I respect businesses when they have rules. I respect the rules of the business. If the business right now to this day says I got to wear a mask to go in, I respect their rules. As soon as I walk out that store, it's off. You know, And by the way, if you're going to wear a mask, wear a New Litter apparel mask. And you can get them at newlitter.com, which goes to forwards to my promopalace.biz website to the merchandise link as well. But let's hear a little bit more.
And hundreds have been arrested. The government says the death toll would have been much worse without lockdowns, and is saying now that life can only return to normal when most of the country is vaccinated.
They describe giving.
Wow, they don't. Democracy.
Huh? Back our freedoms as some sort of a treat, as some sort of a reward, something that can be given back to us and aren't our fundamental freedoms that were stolen from us in the first place.
The Australian journalist Clive James once said the problem.
I ain't gonna lie, that's a beautiful view. That's a, Australia has, you know, lions and tigers and bears, oh my. They have, you know, so much nature out there that I would love to see, but I guess you could scratch Australia off of my bucket list. You know, because top of my bucket list is Egypt. Egypt is at the top of my bucket list. But you can scratch Australia off my bucket list. I ain't trying to go. They were like, Paul, are you trying? Can you do it? Can you go to Australia? Can you do it? Not going to be able to do it. Double X posse, man. I can't do it. Not going to be able to do it.
The problem with Australians is not that so many of them are descended from convicts, but that so many are descended from prison officers. It's a quote that's being talked about a lot these days. Dale Hurd, CBN News.
Now, don't think this can't cross an ocean and come to us. The panic, if you will, over COVID-19 is certainly spreading. It definitely spread to New Zealand, where someone was arrested literally for having KFC in the trunk of their car. So you look at these mandates, these mandatory lockdowns. Are we going to get to mandatory vaccinations, all in an effort to stop a horrible disease? I don't want to minimize COVID-19, particularly if you're at risk, which.
Yeah, but I'm a laws of nature's guy, and the way we're supposed to beat this is natural immunity, not man's made up vaccine that we don't even know what's in it. It's been rushed out and it was rushed out. Starting to see that there is heavy increases of athletes having cardiac arrests all of a sudden after. You know, they basically tried to fearmonger people into getting vaccinated. And some people were forced to get vaccinated. Government jobs are forced to get vaccinated. They tried to force almost all the athletes to get vaccinated and whatnot. And this is one thing I was definitely behind. Kyrie Irving and Jonathan Isaac about, and whatchamacallit folded eventually. Wiggins ended up folding. You know, and I'm not a religious person, but if he wants to say he is against his religion, he can't take it. This is against his religion. He can't take it. You know, me, I'm going to be natural immunity guy, you know. And if you're not going to force me to do something that I don't want to do. So, yeah, I guess it's clear that Australia is no longer a democracy. It is a dictatorship, a totalitarian state, draconian police state. Yes, this is a start of what's to come to other countries. They're going to try to fearmonger this across the board. You know, it's not about COVID at this point. It's about an opportunity for dictatorship, for total control over all of us. You know, they already think that we can't dictate our own lives. We're not smart enough to make decisions for our own lives. They got to make decisions for us. You know, they think we're all dumber than a bag of bricks. And a lot of people are. The ones that are following the fear-mongering. Fortunately, I got hit by a car, and what don't kill you makes you stronger. So that's not going to work on me. And it wouldn't have worked on me before I got hit by a car either. So, Yeah, man. Total dictatorship. Australia is literally the world's biggest prison. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.